Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on your shortlist of qualified candidates using an online dashboard. Get started today at Indeed.com/WSJ. That's Indeed.com/WSJ.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Apple will serve up several new media-based services at a Monday event. Hints have led us to rumblings of a new Apple TV service and a peek at brand new original shows Apple has been funding itself. The pressure is on Apple to dazzle us with new media. What we can expect after these tech headlines. Pinterest made its IPO paperwork public on Friday, putting the image search company on pace to start trading in mid-April. The filing shows Pinterest having sharp revenue growth while losing money, typical of many startups. Pinterest's revenue for 2018 totaled $756 million. The Wall Street Journal reported that Pinterest had sped up the timing of its public offering as it looked to tap into a burgeoning new issue market. Pinterest was last valued privately at about $12 billion. Late last week, Nokia warned it could face penalties for compliance issues. Its shares then fell as much as 7%, adding another challenge as the company struggles to compete with China's Huawei. Nokia disclosed the issue at its annual report with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. In the filing, it said it reported the matter to regulators and it is conducting an internal investigation. On Friday, Nokia sought to smooth over investor concerns, saying it didn't expect the investigation or any resulting penalties to have a quote-unquote material impact on the company. Federal emergency officials inadvertently released personal information of more than 2 million disaster victims in what a government watchdog called a quote-unquote major privacy incident. The Federal Emergency Management Agency's Inspector General said officials accidentally released personal information to a contractor. The information included social security numbers and banking information of about 2.3 million survivors of Hurricanes Harvey, Maria, and Irma, as well as the California wildfires of 2017, leaving many exposed to identity theft and fraud. Agency officials say the FEMA disclosure was an accident, and according to authorities, the data apparently wasn't pilfered by thieves, and the exposure was not malicious. Coming up, Apple aims to dazzle the masses with its new media services on Monday. The question is, can it? More after this.
Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on your shortlist of qualified candidates using an online dashboard. Get started today at Indeed.com/WSJ. That's Indeed.com/WSJ.
So let's face it, the iPhone, it's running out of juice. To go beyond the device that helped make Apple what it is today, it is betting on a suite of services. It's the biggest shift in more than a decade, and on Monday, at an event on Apple's campus, the company is expected to go big with new media-based services. Get ready for words like bundle and Netflix for news. The market seems to be making a big and highly questionable bet on how they will affect its bottom line. Heard on the streets, Dan Gallagher has more on what we can expect.
What's widely expected is a type of video streaming service that would allow users to sort of pick and choose between things like HBO, Showtime, other types of services. It's a lot of stuff bundled in there. Apple has talked before about how they want to help break up what's called the cable bundle, you know, where people traditionally have to get like a whole bunch of channels in their cable package, but only watch a few. So I think they're trying to make something that people can customize easier based on what they'd really like to see.
If one thing is clear, it's that Apple remains committed to its services business.
Services has been their best growing business now for a little while. And given that the iPhone is expected to see revenue drop this year and seems to be in this mature market where it's not growing, services is really their best growth engine at the moment. We'll have to see, you know, once we see what exactly they're doing, because, you know, it could vary widely between, are they doing something that just seems similar to what's already out there? They are coming late to streaming, or do they have something legitimately that's new and interesting? Anything they do will add to the services revenue stream, but it'll kind of depend on the quality as far as how much that it helps that.
And if one last thing is very clear, is that for Apple, the stakes are at the highest they've been in a long time.
The reason is that the stock has jumped a lot just in the last couple of months. And so the valuation of the stock, you know, what it trades at relative to earnings is at an historic high. And that embeds, you know, some pretty high expectations for the company because investors are interested in the services aspect as well. But the rub is that media services aren't going to offer the same kind of profit margins as other parts of the services business. You know, a lot of the service revenue comes from commission on app store sales, licensing fees are paid by companies like Google. And these are very high margin revenue streams. Media will not carry those same sorts of margins. So I worry that investors are maybe getting a little ahead of themselves as far as what these kinds of services will actually deliver.
For more on the event and everything that Apple has to offer on Monday, you can head to WSJ.com and check out the latest. That does it for the tech news briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.